I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. 500,000 gallons of flammable toxic sludge have been sitting just west of Butte since 1997. A multinational chemical company finally has the green light to clean up the site and mine the waste for profit. The Montana Standard has been covering this story. Nora Sachs spoke with the paper's editor, David McCumber.
Thanks so much for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Absolutely, Nora. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It sounds like on Tuesday, the Environmental Protection Agency made a really big announcement about what to do with an old phosphorus plant in Butte that's been called the waste site that time forgot. Can you tell me a little bit about what that site is and what the EPA decided?
The site is a former phosphorus processing site. It's 150 acres. It's somewhat of a moonscape. We're talking big slag dunes and an evaporated tailings pond that is a risk to ignite. Skeletonized industrial buildings. The biggest thing, though, that the site has is a 500,000-gallon concrete tank that has white phosphorus sludge in it. If that sludge ever is exposed to the air, it will ignite. It's a particularly disquieting sounding situation. The site has been owned by sort of a cavalcade of chemical companies. Now it's owned by Solvay. It's just been a sore subject for EPA. They've been kind of trying to figure out what to do with it for the better part of two decades.
Got it. So can you tell me a little bit about what the cleanup solution they chose was and maybe what the other options on the table were?
There were basically three options, none of them particularly appetizing, I guess. One of them was to simply cap or bury the site, which would have left a considerable amount of risk behind and seemed problematic, at least. Another option would have been to export the waste to a treatment facility someplace else, which would have been quite involved and quite hazardous in terms of extricating the material from where it currently sits and taking it someplace else and disposing of it. And the third option, which the company suggested, and it was their preferred option, was to spend $25 million to build a plant to process the phosphorus waste and harvest the elemental phosphorus from it, which seems like perhaps the best alternative in terms of working with the hazardous material. But it's a little bit of a concern here because it's a $25 million plant, and they would be able to recover a maximum of $2.5 million worth of phosphorus from the waste on the site. And so the chemical company had postulated that perhaps they could later on import waste phosphorus to process to make it pencil out. The idea of importing that much hazardous waste into Butte is perhaps a little bit troubling to some, but the fact that they're finally taking some action is taken as a constructive step.
So if they are going to import it to this facility, it would be a long time in coming, and that hasn't been decided on?
That's right. Montana Department of Environmental Quality was quick to point out that no phosphorus waste will be imported to the plant anytime in the foreseeable future because such an operation would require extensive environmental permitting on both the state and federal level, and nothing like that has been done. So that's something that would definitely be down the road.
Were there any other reasons for the holdup or why the decision was so long in coming?
One part is that this is not a Superfund site, so it wasn't on that priorities list, and so maybe that's why EPA took so long in making the decision.
Got it. And so with the option they've gone with, the harvesting, the phosphorus, are you aware of any kind of health risks that presents? Like, isn't this site near a school and an outdoor movie theater?
Well, that's one of the sort of disquieting things is that it is quite near the Ramsey School, and it's safe as long as nothing ignites. But nonetheless, it's a concern. Also, interestingly enough, part of the site has been leased to a company that tests rockets. And then there was actually a rocket explosion on the site. No disasters have occurred, but it's definitely on the worrisome list. And it'll be good to get a cleanup actually moving.
Yeah, so on that note, do you know what the next steps are? Can the public have any input on this cleanup solution?
The clock has started to run on a 45-day public comment period that the EPA has established concerning this cleanup plan. And there is a meeting on Tuesday, the 27th of September, at the Ramsey School, quite near the site, for the public to weigh in on the proposal. We'll obviously be following that with interest, and we'll see what sort of difference the public comment makes in the process.
We'll definitely stay tuned. And David, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you so much, Nora.
David McCumber is the editor at the Montana Standard in Butte.